You a K-car,
a nice reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like, open the fridge and stuff, and there are already foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
Hello, everybody.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy
what the heck? Oh, there we go. I have been talking with the Bare Naked Ladies, but now I am here, and it's pretty darn great. This is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and this is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. Sorry, I do not know what sleep is anymore. I got more than I did last time, but this is actually first official song with some new neat beats for you at a weird twilight zone time where you're not sure if you're staying up late, waking up early. But either way, if you somehow stumble upon this magical time in the night, well, I'll be there. Today we're coming in with some actually neat beats. And we're going to go into some Two Door Cinema Club to kick off our magical journey of music. I hope you enjoy. Give me, there's some technical difficulties up in here.
spoke words that would melt in your hands. And she spoke words of wisdom. To the basement people, to the basement, many surprises await you. In the basement people, in the basement. You hit the last time, you know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car, sick as you're.
Definitely hope you enjoy. That was our first set of the show of music. Isn't that cool? Either way, so what we came in first was a neat beat song, I Hope I Think of Bike Riding While I'm Dying, from Cosmic Surgery. Isn't that just a happy thought to think of, but still think it's a beautiful song. Honestly, I really need to check more out of Neat Beats, because almost every song that I've gotten out of Cosmic Surgery, I've loved in some way. It's a bit angsty, but I think it's definitely some good angst to try out a little bit if you like some instrumental ambient stuff. Next, then, was Two Door Cinema Club's Undercover Martin with their from their album Tourist History. I must admit, I have not checked out their new album, and I know they're playing soon. And I really should check them out, because I've loved them so far, and so I feel like I really should check it out. Either way, we're coming in next with some metric, always a requirement when it comes to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and I hope you enjoy.
Out, baby, how you gonna keep me? place that you can go to, and it's never very far. Famous people you can live through if you don't know who you are. Why there's so much to live up to, expectations are so high. I'm not crying, it's my context. There must be something in my.
Was that. I hope you enjoyed. So our first song was, of course, a genuinely obligatory metric song of the hour was Collect Call from their album Fantasies. This is definitely one of my very favorites when it comes to metric songs. It's probably, you know, when the, like, I got into this in fifth grade, and this probably was, like, the song in, like, middle school where you, like, needed the angst. So, like, you could just be like, collect call. Oh, look, I'm a lazy dancer. Ooh, and stuff like that or something. I don't know. Angst is always easier to be in the moment than trying to recount it. But either way, the next one was Abandoned Pools song, Clone High theme. The Clone High was actually an animated series, kind of directed towards adults. Came out, like, early 2000s, I think. The premise was basically that if you listen to the song, they basically say the whole thing in the first verse, but there's just historical figures that are clones, they're basically clones of historical figures going to high school and such, and they're all together, and it's definitely an adventure. I don't think it would be necessarily made now. In fact, there were even protests about it before, but I don't know. Honestly, if that premise sounds good to you, just watch, like, the first one or two episodes on YouTube. It's all free, all full, all there. And I had problems with it, but I genuinely liked it. But hey, it's to each their own. You just, you know, if you're always looking for some new shows, particularly that of the animation department, well, it's there. But anyway, I hope that caught your fancy. We're going to come in some more with some Fallout Boy, actually, and some Sophie. And we'll see you from there. This is the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
She wants to dance like, ooh. Shake, shake, shake it up and make it fizz. If that's what you wanna do. If that's what you wanna do.
Hope you enjoy that. That was first Uma Thurman by Fall Out Boy from the album American Beauty, American Psycho. Definitely good song, good album. I have to admit, I only know like 3 songs and I think 2 of them were. I don't know. Uma Thurman, they got some pretty good radio play. So I'd say 2 to 3 of those. Okay, basically the singles, but I know what I listened to, so that's good. And the next one was the artist Sophie with the song Vizzy. I believe this was a single, but I enjoyed it. I recognized the DJ from the fact that they did a collaboration with Charlie XCX, and which is our new relatively new EP Vroom Vroom. And so I immediately recognized it, which I thought was pretty cool, actually. So I guess that's the power of exposure and all that. It was really cool. It's kind of like some experimental pop, and I've always been a sucker for that. If you've got some tech beats and a quick beat with 4 on the floor dance floor beat, you know I'm there. So without further ado, I'm going to read out the obligatory PSA, because whoever's listening, well, it's our job at WMFO to keep us all on the straight and narrow and such, and part of that is with awesome PSAs. Now, this is the stop the wrecks PSA. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact 1. A texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact 2. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact 3. Distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. And fact number 4, this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And well, there's some education right there. This is definitely very important. I'm sure if you've recently graduated from high school, you've at least had one assembly where people come in, do a couple skits, tell you about distracted driving. There'd probably be someone who's actually lost a loved one. There was one really poignant one I had in my high school experience in which one of the main skit people had actually lost their daughter to distracted driving. And I'd say it's definitely something important. We all think we're invincible until something happens to us. I've actually gotten hit by a car before, fun fact. I mean, luckily, touch wood, but I'm still standing. Didn't even break a bone, but that's definitely, that is not often a standard case, I think, when it comes to getting hit by a car, which I'll just tell you, just make sure to be safe out there, okay? It could be you, but it also could be someone else who has their own lives and loved ones, and it's gotta be safe out there. Put yourself in someone else's shoes. I am sorry for soapboxing like this. It's 4:30 a.m., and I'm thinking, yes, this is the perfect time to tell everybody about distracted driving and get all emotional. That sounds like a great idea. Take it from a DJ who has gotten less than 3 hours of sleep. I think that's a good idea. I don't know. But either way. Anyway, let's go on to some Walk the Moon, shall we?
This is gospel for the fallen ones locked away in permanent slumber, assembling their philosophies from pieces of broken memory.
The first song up there was Avalanche by Walk the Moon from the album Talking is Hard. Probably, I'd give it actually their most famous album so far. You've probably owned basically the, if you haven't heard of the album itself, you've probably heard the very pop like takeoff single Shut Up and Dance. And it really took off. And honestly, it's a really good song to me, but I actually find other songs that are probably my favorites, including Avalanche, Portugal, and to some degree Different Colors. You just heard Avalanche. If you like that, strongly recommend checking it out. Next one was a Panic of the Disco song, in which this is Gospel from the album Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die. It's another very good very good song off the album. Well, we are going to go into some Modest Mouse and some Vampire Weekend shortly. I hope you enjoy.
Well, it would have been, could have been worse than you would ever know. On the dashboard and melted, but we still have the radio. Should've been, could've been worse than you would ever know.
79 wasted days you've come to pass.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that music set. So the first one was Modest Mouse's song Dashboard from the album We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank. Another good song from them. I must admit that's the only song from the album I know. Probably you know more from their other album. It's like good news for people who love bad news. Which I think is pretty funny. It came from Float On, which probably is a really big song. The Dashboard, I think, is pretty close, but still. And the next one was MC79 by Vampire Weekend from their debut album. Well, their debut title album. I got it. It's funny. I don't think of it this way, but I remember I got this with my metrics. I got MGMT. The one with the Time to Pretend on it, and Kids, this album, and Metrics Fantasies, which I actually played earlier this hour, and I thought it was pretty funny that it kind of, once, maybe I should have played Kids this time, and I'd have kind of the trifecta going on. heard a little bit from before, but you are about to hear a bit of Saint Motel, and probably Big Data, and that might be last of songs before we just get into some chiquito, but we'll see how that goes. It's great to thank you for listening. If anyone is, it is definitely one of those feels when you're not sure how many people would be listening. 4 o'clock is a really weird hour, but you know what? We're chucking through. We're having fun here. We're feeling it, and hopefully some of you are feeling it too. This is DJ Tolstoy, and this is a Small Cactus Radio Hour.
Home in another place, we can touch the ground.
Well, I hope you enjoyed. The first thing was Cold Cold Man by Sane Motel from the EP My Type. And then the next one, another EP song, would be Big Data's Bombs Over Brooklyn from the Disc 1.0 EP. You would probably hear Big Data mostly from the song Dangerous, but it's neither here nor there. I'm gonna take this out with She Get Those, Perfect Crime, and hope you enjoy. This has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have an awesome rest of your night/day.